on your mind another hour. Your calls, questions, and comments. A couple of guests this hour as well. Senator John Hoeven and Andy Peterson, president of the Greater North Dakota Chamber, will be here this hour. Steve Bakken is in Denver for a Bakken Infrastructure conference today as well. And he'll be joined by Andy Peterson in just a bit to talk about that new billboard campaign. While we're waiting for Senator Hoeven, let's get back to some calls here at 800-228-0550. Let's see, Don. My eyes are bad. Dan and Mandan is waiting the longest here to weigh in. Go ahead, Dan. You're up on what's on your mind.
Talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm by Hillsborough, not by Mandan.
Oh, you're by Hillsborough. Okay. All right.
Well, my comment was everyone seems to think that Trayvon Martin had the right to self-defense because he knew that George Zimmerman was carrying a gun. The gun was concealed. Trayvon Martin, when he can defend himself, could have run away. He wasn't cornered. He was being followed. He could have run away. We tell that to pilots all the time. If you have the ability to run away, you run away. That's self-defense as well. So he wasn't cornered. He wasn't defending himself. He attacked George Zimmerman. People seem to forget that, and that's why they think he should have been charged with manslaughter.
By the way, I don't know how much of the closing arguments you saw, Dan, but that was exactly the point the defense made.
Right, and they were exactly right. And we still have people calling in and think that it should manslaughter because he had the right to defend himself. He didn't defend himself. He attacked George Zimmerman. He didn't run away. He didn't hide himself. Wasn't cornered. So where it came from, where that's coming from.
Appreciate the call, Dan. Thanks. Dan in Hillsborough. To Steve and Mandan now. Steve, you're in Mandan? You there, Steve? All right, I don't hear Steve if he's there. Steve, you're not talking. Steve, we don't hear you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Steve Bakken is in Denver, Colorado. We're waiting for Senator John Hoeven to call us. We'll talk about the farm bill and also the student loan issue. How's Denver, by the way?
Very good. I just watched.
You just watched what?
I saw a presentation wrap up on kind of the future of oil and where the plays are.
We do not have the best connection with Steve there. We're kind of losing him in and out, so we'll try and work on that as well. Senator John Hoeven is here, however, as promised. Senator, happy Monday. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you and Steve doing?
We're doing well today. And talking with folks all across the Northern Plains, been a lot of reaction to the Trayvon Martin case over the weekend, as I guess you would expect. And Friday, the big topic on the program was the farm bill. We wanted to chat a little bit with you about that as well. And before I get your reaction on the House side, I see some meetings you had today have to deal with prevented plant crop insurance for North Dakota growers. Give us an update on that and what you're looking for here. Did we lose the senator? Oh, okay. So we have a few gremlins here today in phone lines with Senator Hoeven and in our connection to Steve Bakken in Denver as well. By the way, we'll get back to some more of your calls on the Trayvon Martin case here a little later on in the hour. We also have Andy Peterson from the Greater North Dakota Chamber, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And if you can't wait to weigh in, you can also email us always, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Sorry, Aaron, did you say the senator is back? Oh, okay. We lost our connection to them, but they're trying to reconnect him. What I was just about to ask him about is based on a press release that we had today in which the senator is trying to secure help with prevented plant crop insurance for North Dakota growers, meeting with U.S. Department of Agriculture officials and USDA Risk Management Agency officials. Contacting them to help secure help for North Dakota growers with crop insurance, particularly prevented plant insurance. And this is mainly due to our wet growing season that we've had. And evidently there is some help that's been promised here that the senator is going to tell us a little bit about, that 2012 will not automatically be considered an abnormally dry year for the purpose of the 1-in-4 rule, which would disqualify some producers from obtaining prevented plant coverage. But growers will have to work with their insurers on a case-by-case basis to make the determination. So we're working on getting some details on that. We also obviously want to get Senator Hoeven's reaction to the House version of the farm bill that did pass last week, late on Thursday. that separated the nutrition programs, of which make up about 80% of the bill, into the farm programs only, preferring to deal with the others separately. And so we're going to dig into that a little bit as well. Now I hear Steve.
You know, for me, it's a transparency. You just pulled back a veil and a lot of bureaucracy, and now people can look at where the spending is, where the dollars are being allocated for the nutrition programs. When you have that transparency, it's an opportunity to save some money because you can go through and find out what's working, what's not working, and where there is excess.
By the way, while we're waiting, we do have some calls that we didn't get to for reaction on the Trayvon Martin case. And a few of you chose to call in during the break. We have some of those comments. Let's roll those while we're waiting for Senator Hovind, because I wanted to give everybody a chance to weigh in. We had more callers than we had time for on the topic first hour and earlier this segment. So we'll get as much of you in as we can while we're waiting for Senator Hovind's connection to reconnect. Go ahead and roll the call that wanted to weigh in on this topic. Okay, Senator Hovind is back. I promise we'll get to that. Senator, can you hear me now?
I can, Scott. We got cut off there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but a couple of glitches today. Anyway, I was just asking you about the conversation with USDA officials on the prevented plant crop insurance as far as the 1-in-4 rule. Would you just briefly describe that before we go on to talk about the House Farm Bill passage?
Right, because of the wet spring, we've got a lot of prevented plant acres in North Dakota, so it's very important that we get cut through some of this confusion on the 1-in-4 plant rule, particularly regarding 2012, where GRMA had indicated they were going to classify as an abnormally dry year, so they'd kick it out for that 1-in-4 year test. What we've got them to do is back off on that, which is good news. They are going to look at it on case by case, so farmers have to work with their crop insurance agents. That's a big step forward, though, because 2012 should now count in that equation. Also, what Willis has agreed to, and he's the head of the risk management agency that runs the crop insurance, federal crop insurance program, he's both committed to come back out here in August and to come up with clear rules for next crop year so we're not back in this situation again next year. Scott?
Yep, I'm sorry, I'm still here.
Senator,
Steve DeWay in here, but we have a delay in Denver. Go ahead, Steve.
Senator Hovind, I'm actually in Denver at an oil conference there, so we've been getting a little sketchy signal here as well. I wanted to ask your reaction to the House separating the two to the two portions of this, from the agriculture side and from the nutrition side. What's the scuttlebutt in the Senate after the House did that?
Well, the key is that we can get the conference committee. I mean, obviously, the focus is to get a farm bill and get the best possible farm bill that we can. So it's a step forward if we can get it to conference committee, and that's what I'm going to work on very hard to do. And I know Kevin Cramer, Representative Cramer, has been working very hard on the House side, really pushing to get a farm bill. That's what we all have to do. So the key now is that we get to conference, and we're going to have to deal with both, obviously the farm bill and food stamps. But however we can get it through the House, that's what we have to work to do. I know Kevin's doing that, and I'll be working this week to really push getting to a conference committee.
Well, when it gets to the conference committee, how difficult do you foresee that? Because these are two glaringly different options, and as Congressman Cramer has called it, the Bakken Amendment, because I've been a big proponent of separating these for quite a while. So feel free to use that, because if it gets vetoed, I could say I got vetoed by the president. So, but how difficult is it when you have two pieces of legislation that are so different in their makeup to get it through a conference committee?
Well, really, we've got the farm bill set up pretty well, Steve, in terms of being able to conference with the House. We've worked very hard to do that, and I hope to be on that conference committee and continue this effort. I'm a member of the Ag Committee and have worked hard to make sure that we can get to conference and that we can work to bring the two versions together and get a final bill. Food stamps are going to have to be dealt with, Steve, and so what we tried to do as much as we could, reform the program. We save about $4 billion. I hope it's substantially more than that, because if the economy improves, you have less need for food stamps. And we've tried to set it up so that, you know, fewer people need food stamps because they have jobs and a better income. Now, the House is going to have to come up with some reforms as well. And we're just going to have to figure out how we put the two versions together. So, again, the key is to keep moving. And I think what Kevin's
Senator, if you would, hang on a sec. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break with our guest, Senator John Hovind. Don't go away.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Studios at 550 K Fire in Bismarck, where it's 71 and overcast. KCJB in Minot, overcast in 66 at this hour. AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo, 72 with light rain at this hour. AM 1090, KTGO Talk Radio on the Bakken, 66 degrees at the tower, right smack dab in the middle of Tioga at this hour, and Dickinson at 70 degrees as well out there. We continue our conversation. To John Hovind, by the way, on What's on Your Mind. If you have a question or comment, you're welcome. He'll be here to the bottom of the hour, 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number is 701-258-0550. Back to the Farm Bill discussion and the question of a conference committee, which obviously would iron out the differences between the two. Is this a slam dunk that there will be a conference committee to iron out the differences, or is it a battle to get a conference committee to be appointed, Senator?
There's going to be some challenges to getting it done, Scott. And that's why, you know, I'll have a better sense later in the week. But I'm really pushing to get us to conference as fast as possible. And even if, I mean, I talked to House members, and they indicate they're going to do something on food stamps before the end of the month, and that's fine. You know, they're going to work on reforms over there, too. I'm trying to get us to go to conference right now. So if there's any way to get this bill into the House, current House bill into conference with the Senate, I'm pushing to get that going. There are some challenges from both the House and Senate side. There'll be some people that are going to push back. But that's what I'm going to – I think that's the best strategy, is get to conference as quick as possible.
The Senate leadership, Democratic leadership reaction was obviously in opposition to what the House did. The president threatened to veto. What do you make all of that?
You know, I mean, the administration has its position, and it puts out these various veto messages. And, you know, the reality is this. The House and the Senate and, you know, people in the ag committees really need to keep working together and get to conference as soon as we can. I'm not only working with my counterparts in the Senate, but I'm reaching out to House Ag members, Ag Committee members, talking to Kevin on a regular basis. He's pushing hard on his side. Christy Noem's pushing hard, Christy from South Dakota, Congresswoman. It's not really in the administration's court at this point. That's not helpful. But the key is we keep pushing. We keep it moving. That's the key right now.
And from that standpoint, were you glad the Senate at least passed, you know, something? I mean, there was obviously a fair amount of hand-wringing after the fact they were not able to get the votes. They gathered the votes to separate the two and decided to go with the farm programs, deal with the food stamps better. I mean, is this a split better than not having the House having passed anything?
Yeah, you initially said the Senate. I know you meant the House. Yeah, from the standpoint, this is a step forward in terms of getting us moving again, and that's why I say our next push is to get it to the conference. And, you know, the House is going to take up food stamps, and we'll see how we work with that piece going forward. But, yeah, from the standpoint of we need to keep this moving, Scott. And so however we can keep it moving, we all got to work to do that. And remember that, not lose sight of the goal. We need to get a farm bill, a good comprehensive farm bill passed, and we need to get it done this year.
Would the votes be there? Say the House version prevailed in conference committee. Would the votes be there in the Senate to separate them for just a farm bill?
I don't think so. I think there would have to be some agreement or understanding in terms of how we're going to handle both. Okay. So I think that there'd have to be some plan in terms of how we do that in order to get it through both the House and the Senate.
The other thing we want to talk to you about today is there's been this ongoing battle of the student loan rates. I'm curious, first of all, if you think the federal government belongs in this business at all. I mean, is this a political hot potato right now? But, I mean, I know it's a moneymaker for the federal government. But do you like the idea of the federal government setting student loan rates and being in this business?
Well, Scott, I'm really glad you brought it up because, look, ag issue is a huge issue. We should keep talking about that. We got to get that done. But we got to get student loans squared away for our students and their families, okay? This is an important issue. No, I think that the system we had before President Obama and the Democrat majority, you know, brought the federal government into running it fully, I thought we had a better system before. But this is what we've got now. And so I'm working, actually co-sponsoring legislation on a bipartisan basis in the Senate for a permanent fix, and one that's paid for, so that we're not in this situation of raising taxes on a short-term basis to pay for, or raising taxes permanently for a short-term extension. That's no good. That was what we defeated last week. We've got a bipartisan solution that I think provides very low-cost rates for students, good protections in terms of caps and limitations on income repayments, and I'm hopeful that we can get that done this week or next. And I'd be happy to come back and talk about that more with you, but I think it's a good program and it's a permanent solution for our students and their families.
Well, the uncertainty on the rates going up and down and everything else has largely been because of a lack of agreement on the Democratic side, right?
Well, yeah, that's it. We can't keep with these short-term extensions. I was on the conference committee. It was actually the highway bill where we took student loans. We reauthorized it because it was hanging out there. It expired. We reauthorized it for a year and said, okay, doggone it, now we need a permanent solution. That year is come and gone, and I'm not supporting another short-term extension. We need a permanent solution, and that's why I put forward a bipartisan bill. There's about nine of us to do just that. And I think we have a good shot to get it, and I think that it will, we'll be able to get the House. You know, the House has passed the bill, but I really think that they'll take a good look at our bill, and we'll end up with something pretty close to it.
Betty asked the question, please ask Senator Hoeven if he'll help make North Dakota the next state to label GMOs in our food.
Next one to do what?
If you would help make North Dakota the next state to label GMOs in our food is what Betty's asking.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to have to check a little bit on that. But I, you know, think that a lot of that labeling is there. There may be some additional labeling that she wants that I need to understand what it is. But, again, our farmers and ranchers do it better than anybody in the world. And NDSU does it better than anyone in the world when it comes to crop research and development for our farmers and ranchers. So I need to know more about exactly what she wants.
Ron, question for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead, Ron. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Senator Hoeven. The student loan interest rates for the young students, they seem like they're out of hand. And with the Bank of North Dakota, which you're affiliated and did such a great job with, those interest rates are also extremely high.
Well, that's the point. Right now, Ron, you're right. Okay, you're right. Right now it's 6.8% because it's subsidizing Obamacare, our federal health care. That makes no sense. 60% of our undergraduate students under the unsubsidized Stafford loan are paying 6.8%, and the difference between the government's cost of money and what they're lending it for is going to subsidize federal health care. That makes no sense. That's why we change it in our bill. We bring that rate down to about 3.6% so that both the subsidized Stafford loan rate and the unsubsidized Stanford loan rate for undergrads is the same, and that's about 3.66%, and that's fixed. That's not a variable rate. That is fixed. And so you're right on, and that's what we're trying to address.
What about the Bank of North Dakota with the students that have existing loans there?
They can continue to have those loans serviced by the Bank of North Dakota. Mike, I wanted to keep BND in that equation and the other banks, like Scott said at the outset. I think it was a mistake.
Senator, we're up against the break. Ron, okay. Thanks for the phone call. Senator, thanks for your time once again. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909.
It's been way too long since I spilled my confession. My heart has a burden. I hope.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bock. It's 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, along with Scott Hannon. Scott back in North Dakota. I'm on the road today. I am currently in Denver at a little conference discussing some of the economic impact, emerging real estate opportunities in the U.S. oil and gas plays. Of course, North Dakota is in the forefront of a lot of that, a little conference put on by Infocast, a company that discusses a lot of the different economic impacts, oil, real estate around the country. Joining me, Andrew Peterson from the Greater North Dakota Chamber. Andy, welcome back.
Well, Steve, good to be here. Nice to see you here in Denver.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is one of my favorite conferences to go to, and I like getting to Denver and enjoying some of the sights and a lot of information in that room that's being disseminated over the next couple of days. And that's an opportunity to take that back to North Dakota.
Right.
And learn and grow and apply some of those different things from different oil plays, because we're still an emerging oil play in North Dakota.
Right. We're not an industry that is mature yet. It's getting there. But these, Steve, are really smart people that are here, and they have studied it from the outside and making investment decisions and so forth based upon the information. So we're not talking about anecdotes. We're talking about real hard information. And I always enjoy it as well. I think it's great information, and it's really reflective of how good North Dakota is doing at the moment.
Have you got a portable version of that famous billboard now, Andy, running around North Dakota Open for Business that you're showing?
You should have one of those up there.
Scott,
you really should.
That's a great idea. Put it behind the truck and haul it around. that billboard has really gotten a lot of mileage for us, and it is really true to form. The billboard talks about North Dakota being open for business, and truly it is.
And I understand the billboard is actually up now down in the Metro Twin Cities area, so the campaign continuing. Give us just a little overall sense of how you see it being received. I know there was we talked last, I think, about some concerns from some border city officials in Moorhead, but by and large, it seems that with our listeners, gone over well to toot our horn a little bit. But from your perspective, is the campaign working?
Well, I think, Scott, it is working. And just to be really clear, the sign is not yet up down there. It is scheduled in the next few days to come up, and we're kind of holding that location and timing of that pretty close to our vest here. But it will be coming up.
I thought you said it was going across the Minnesota State Capitol, across the street.
It is going down in that area down there. So you'll just have to be down there. But it has a large viewing down there. And, I think some folks in Minnesota probably don't like it. But it is really reflective of what they've done down there and how they've raised taxes and how they've become a state that's not very friendly to business. North Dakota is just the opposite. That is the purpose of this, to build our reputation and hopefully to cajole them into making sure that they have public policies that help businesses grow as we do.
How do you gauge the success of the campaign? Is it about getting people talking, or is it about people signing the dotted line and moving their businesses to North Dakota?
Well, I think it's all of the above. One, it does get people talking because whenever one state puts a sign in another state, you know, it gets people talking. I was shocked at how much energy came from the first sign and how many people still inquire about that sign. So it does create a buzz. But secondly, I think, Scott, to your point about people coming to North Dakota, it certainly lets people in Minnesota know that there are jobs in North Dakota. And there has been a net influx of people from Minnesota to North Dakota over the last decade. So we are experiencing this migration from Minnesota to North Dakota. And so it reminds people that there are jobs, and we do need workers desperately in North Dakota. And then secondly, it really prompts those in Minnesota doing business to take a second look and to think, there might be a better place to do business than I'm doing it here in Minnesota. And so it puts it in their mind. Now, there's all sorts of indexes that track those kinds of things. We're not into that so much as we are just trying to make sure that people know that North Dakota is a great place to do business, and then let them make their decisions.
We're talking with Andy Peterson, Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, and 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email the studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You and I were discussing a little bit earlier about the business climate in Minnesota and why North Dakota is so attractive, not only for states like Minnesota, when I think the discussion we were having was about the potential to sell frac sand to North Dakota. Minnesota's put the kibosh on that. They won't even let local landowners sell a commodity to North Dakota because the political side of things are that anti-fracking, and that's just wrong for business. But going back to the sign, you know, does it make sense to put that sign up in places like Washington State, Oregon, surrounding states, places that we want to draw business to North Dakota?
Steve, we'd love to do all of that. But as you know, some of those signs are not inexpensive. And to run a sign for 30 days, you might be surprised at what that costs. I would love to put up signs in Oregon and Washington and these places, or even western Montana for that matter. You know, western Montana and eastern Montana are two totally different places. Eastern Montana, it's pretty business friendly there. But you get to the western side of the state and you have some folks there that have got a different mindset, and they make it more difficult for business and try to influence what's happening in Helena, their state capital. So, you know, the answer is yes to all the above. I'd love to do it. And if someone wants to make a large donation to the chamber to make that happen, we'd make sure to carry out those wishes.
And by the way, you mentioned the frac sand debate in Minnesota. I don't know how many folks are following this, but a proposed oil field waste landfill northwest of Underwood is being criticized mainly by the Dakota Resource Council, and they're, you know, stirring some things up. They had a area designated for landfill that actually was going to be taking some ash that they're now selling as a byproduct, so they don't need it for the fly ash any longer, but they want to convert it and be able to take some oil field waste for it in a landfill that was designated as a landfill. And if they don't use it as that, it goes away, right? So this week, the county commission up there is going to be voting on this. And there's opposition to that right here in our own state of North Dakota, just, you know, right on the edge of oil country here. Obviously, Washburn isn't, but it stands in this case to benefit from it. Andy, what about our own statewide debate on this in some places?
You know, Scott, you make a great point. And this is a democracy, so we get to have these discussions openly and straightforwardly. You know, I think there is always some opposition out there. And I think, you know, if I could compliment the Resource Council, they do have a voice that's opposite of so many in North Dakota. And so we need to then consider some of what they say, obviously. But at the end of the day, North Dakotans have a great preponderance to, or great propensity rather, to do the right thing. We don't want to cut corners. We just want to cut red tape and make sure that it happens in the right fashion. And I think that's true. And I think the county commission up there will make the right decision at the end of the day. So I'm open to different voices out there, and I think it's part of our fabric as Americans.
By the way, that county commission meeting is tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So that debate coming up there. Most folks don't think it's any kind of a health hazard or environmental hazard or anything else, but it's sort of being stirring up. But it's sure. Obviously, that thankfully is a little more rare in North Dakota than in some of these debates about, oh, we don't like oil development, therefore we're not going to sell you our gravel. I mean, that's just flat out crazy.
You know? Scott, to that point, that's a great point. And yet, so many of those Minnesotans, in fact, all of them, use petroleum at a very great rate to travel around. Many of them commute to their jobs. They think nothing of getting in the car and driving 100 miles to a football game or what have you for entertainment. And there's the disconnect, you know, where energy comes from and the fact that an individual is using it. Now, let me just take this out. I have a friend in Southern California, and he was talking about fracking a while back. And then we got in his 10-cylinder Ford Excursion with massive tires, four-wheel drive, and we drove around town to run some errands. And I said to him, there's a disconnect here. And he said, but I need this vehicle to pull my boat. You know, so in his mind was a disconnect from where oil comes from and the fact that he's using it. That's what we need to understand as Americans, is that we are energy dependent and we need good, reliable sources of energy. Again, we can't cut corners with regulation. We just have to cut red tape to make sure that happens effectively and safely. And I believe here in North Dakota we're doing that.
I think there's a disconnect, Andy, in this country, not only between the energy side of things, but also with the food side.
Sure.
You know, we've got the debate going on with the Farm Bill right now. And you get out of the upper Midwest and you get out of agrarian economies. And
right.
You ask a kid in an elementary school or a middle school or even a high school, where does food come from? Your first answer is the grocery store.
Right, or McDonald's.
There's that disconnect, and that goes a lot across a lot of segments of society. I wanted to talk for a couple minutes on your presentation here. You're speaking tomorrow at this conference.
Sure.
What's the message you're going to convey to those that are here about North Dakota?
Well, I'm going to say first off that North Dakota is open for business, and then I'm going to talk really about the organizations in North Dakota that make a big difference. You know, the local chamber, the Petroleum Council, the Greater North Dakota Chamber. So many of these folks see the opportunities in North Dakota and want to do business there and are doing business there, but they need to get boots on the ground, get plugged in, be parts of these organizations, be part of the fabric in North Dakota if you're going to do business there. That's my message to folks from the outside. I think it's a strong message that needs to be heard, and that's where I'll start.
Coming to conferences like this, is that message getting heard? What's your sense? What's the pushback from other places in the country when you come to conferences where they are nationwide?
You know, I get different kinds of responses when I speak at these types of conferences. So many people come up to me and say, hey, you know, I'm looking for a job, and I'm their conduit to a job in North Dakota. And so there's that response. And yet there are others that go, you know, I never thought of that message. And I really do need to have some boots on the ground in North Dakota if I'm going to do business there. And so it's really, you know, Steve, people differ in three ways: how they take in information, how they process information, and how they give information out. I borrowed that, I think, from a guy by the name of Albert Ellis. All at a fourth way timing. You know, I'll go home sometimes and I'll say to my wife, hey, you know, Steve Bakken said something to me and it makes great sense. And she'll say to me, sweetie, lean over here. Let me give you the dope slap because I said that to you 6 months ago. You know, so timing is all there. But really, I think you can reinforce these kind of messages again and again. Sometimes it takes a time or two in front of a group for them to really get it. But at the end of the day, it's a message that, you know, as North Dakotans, we understand, we get, and we want them to be part of. So I give it often and regularly.
All right, Jeff in Jamestown, real quick, your comment for our guest, Andy Peterson.
Minnesota talks foolishly when our transmission lines across North Dakota carries electricity to them, and our railroad system delivers oil there at a rate that's unbelievable per day. Seems foolish on their part.
That's a good point. We're an energy exporter, and Minnesota flips the lights on thanks to North Dakota coal. Good point, Jeff. Andy, thanks for the update, and good to chat with you again. And
thanks, Scott.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up our comments. Lots of folks went to weigh in on the Trayvon Martin case, too, when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Now there's medicine for bad smells. Odor meds, that's right, and it works. Here's Daryl from this New Zealand, North Dakota company to tell you how great this product works in getting rid of those terrible smells.
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Our company, based out of Zealand, North Dakota, manufactures the product and distributes it worldwide. It uses chlorine dioxide, and chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer, and it actually will destroy the odor molecule. We don't put fragrances in our products. So what we do is we actually destroy the odor so it does not come back. We actually offer a 100% odor-free guarantee. If we can't destroy the odor with our product when you buy it, we'll give you 100% of your money back.
Great deal for you if you use promo code SCOTT, 10% off your order and free shipping. Call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to StopSmellNow.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I'm back on our final segment, and this is kind of the catch-all to get in anything you did not get a chance to get into earlier. I know first hour we talked a lot about your reaction to the Trayvon Martin case and the reaction to the case around the country and, you know, the race issues and whether or not the verdict was right. So certainly welcome any comments you have on that as well in our final segment here at 800-228-055. Well, let's go to Larry in Underwood. Larry, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Well, thank you. See, I don't quite know how to put this, but you really need to get informed on what's going on up here in McLean County and up by Underwood. GRE is putting in that pit. it's going to bring in a little bit of money, not a lot. It's not a great impact. I actually employ more people than what they employ. They've been nothing but a big bully in our backyard. I worked for them for 20 years. They asked me to circumvent EPA rules to go in and blend oil down that was contaminated so we could get rid of it instead of send it out. A direct violation of the law. I refused to do it. After almost 20 years and couldn't bully me no more, they got rid of me. Now they're trying to bully the McLean County residents. That stuff they're bringing in, if it gets into the water, they say it only migrates 5 feet per year through a clay liner. But we have coal seams full of water. We have water aquifers up here. That stuff gets in that water. We can't stop it. And I'll tell you what, if Minnesota wants it so bad up here, take it down there. Keep it down there. Ship it down there. Keep your garbage down there. Don't put no more in our backyard. Thank you.
Bye. Well, that's obviously a very one-sided opinion, Larry, but you're entitled to your opinion, but I think the folks need to understand it is just that. Obviously, the amount of testimony there suggests that the threat to the environment is nowhere near what you suggest. And the oil field landfill is replacing a landfill that's already there that is originally set up to take coal waste that they're no longer taking. But anyway, I think the commission will weigh all that out tomorrow, but appreciate your call, questions, and comments. Let's see here. We have some calls that we didn't get to earlier that weighed in on the Trayvon Martin case. Let's roll those. Aaron, if you would. Aaron, do we have him? Okay, let's roll those.
Good morning there, Scott, Steve, and Mark. Got a little story for you. Guy's walking down the street. He just left the store. Some guy starts following him around for what this guy feels like no good reason at all. Guy walks, he tries to shake him. He can't shake him. The guy keeps following him. So he ducks in between some buildings because he can't to try to shake this guy. The guy stops on the street, gets out of his pickup or vehicle or whatever he's driving, and starts on foot following him. Now, the guy being followed, he's thinking, I don't know why this guy is following me. Is he going to assault me? Is he going to attack me? What is he going to do? I don't have a gun, so best option, I hide behind something. When the guy gets close enough, I use the act of surprise to stop him. Trevor Martin had every right to use force to defend himself from being assaulted. He is not the bad guy that people are trying to make him out to be. Sure, he has some pictures up on Facebook and whatnot. Oh, yeah, he's a bad little boy. He's a bad little boy. Yeah, I know lots of kids that do that. They are nowhere near bad. So just because he used force to try to stop Zimmerman from possibly assaulting him, he had no clue who Zimmerman was or what he was doing. So just remember that. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for the phone call. The sad part about this is only two people know what happened that night, and one of them's dead, and the other one, you know, we're not going to know. We're not going to know the full story.
That's why you have a jury. That's why you have a defense and a prosecution and lay out the facts that you do know. Emailer Gene says Trayvon Martin was a convicted suspended thug. He'd been suspended from school for attacking the bus driver on a school bus. He regularly used marijuana and a drug called Purple Drank, which is made from Skittles, iced tea, and cough syrup. He was involved in MMA, but not in a club, at least not regularly. He participated in what's called street fighting. MMA, fighting on a street corner until someone is bloody and then recording it on YouTube. When George Zimmerman saw him, he was rightly concerned because he'd been arrested previously for breaking and entering. That emailer obviously thinks they got it right. Let's get this last caller.
Zimmerman didn't have his police record available when he confronting Trayvon Martin anyway.
True. Last quick call here. Quickly roll that one.
Scott, I think the bigger picture everybody's missing here is the White House already got involved before the case ever took place. Now the guy was found innocent, and now they're trying to get the DOJ involved, which is even worse. The American people need to look at the bigger picture and figure out what they're going to do with the money.
most corrupt president they've ever had in office. This country better start looking at that. This case is the best example we ever had of what this president is.
No, I appreciate the call, and Steve, that's one issue we didn't get a lot into today, but now the Justice Department is considering, civil rights, violations on the part of George Zimmerman here, and as you mentioned earlier, that might be a double jeopardy. But boy, a lot of calls on this topic today, and obviously folks following
it closely. Acquitted by a jury of his peers. Enough said.
Right on.
Enough said.
Round two in Denver for Steve tomorrow. I look forward to chatting with you folks. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Bidding you adieu till tomorrow. God bless.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.